Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, these last couple of Saturdays have certainly been entertaining for fans, but from a coach's standpoint, it's got to be two of the more frustrating in your coaching career, aren't they?
Well, I don't know if it's frustrating. I don't know if that's the correct word, Schulze. There's no question it's been chaotic. It's been different. But when you win, it's also kind of a special way to win, and you hope that the guys, you know, gravitate, you know, to wins like that, and that kind of it builds you up a little bit, and hopefully it puts you in situations further down the road that are going to benefit you. But as a coach, of course you don't want to be giving up that many goals, and you know, B, you don't want to be giving up that many goals that early, and you know, just be obviously chasing taillights. But again, you know, I guess we look at the result, and the result is it's interesting and fun, but it's got to come to a stop.
You blew up most of your lines on Saturday, scored 7 goals. What were some of the conversations you and Travis had and coming to the decision that you guys did?
Oh, boy. You know, sometimes when you're battling, Schulze, you just try to figure some things out, and it's not necessarily the chemistry or the continuity that you're looking at. It's just something different. And it's that old adage, you know, nothing changes if nothing changes. So we just felt we had to do some things, and, you know, it worked out.
You moved Eric Martin back to wing. You had moved him to center a bunch this year. What does his versatility, where he can play almost anywhere, a guy like Carter Jones, where you can almost put him anywhere, how does that just give you the added flexibility to kind of do some different things?
Well, it gives us a little flexibility. We moved Rhodey to center as well, and you know, he's pretty much a wing, but You have to do what you have to do. But we don't have a lot of interchangeable parts though either, Schulze. So I think we're running out of options right there. So hopefully we can develop some continuity.
Players play with each other all the time in practice. Is line chemistry in a game as important as fans probably make it out to be?
I think so. I mean, certain guys do have chemistry. Certain guys really like playing with each other for a multitude of different reasons. But at the end of the day, we have to figure that out for ourselves, and we factor that in, but we also have to do what's best for the team.
It's going to be a long-winded question, so bear with me. I've probably paid more attention to face-off numbers this year because you don't have a guy like Owen Sillinger that's going to take 80-85% of them. I've noticed there are fewer and fewer guys now with the new rule where they don't kick centers out of face-offs anymore. Fewer and fewer guys are taking faceoffs. How does the fact that wingers aren't taking very many impact those other situations, you know, 4-on-4 or 3-on-3, you know, in sudden death, of now you got a winger taking a faceoff every once in a while and they haven't taken many?
It's a good point, Schulze. I never really even thought about that as well. And, you know, it would be nice for us from that standpoint of, you know, playing against some wingers that haven't taken a lot of taps. But with the rule changes, it is what it is. And you've got, you know, the same guys taking the same draws all the time. And, you know, if you take a look at every team, it fluctuates, you know, from game to game. But there's typically one guy who's taking the majority of the draws. And usually it falls off from there. Even last year, we had Ross take a lot of draws last year. Ross was good on faceoffs. He was lanky. He could get over the dot pretty good. But this year, again, we're just it's by committee.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. Every time we're over here for two in Grand Forks, Tom, I'm asked by fans, what's the deal? How come it's not a home-and-home this year? It's once every 4 years, if I'm remembering right. I think COVID kind of threw a monkey wrench into that a little bit. But you haven't played very many non-conference games where, you know, you've had to pay somebody to come. I know when Miami came to the Sanford Center a long time ago, we went there. Same thing, I think, with Arizona State. Are guaranteed, quote-unquote, guaranteed games as big of a deal as they used to be in college hockey?
Well, it depends on who you are. If you have a lot of money, you can have guaranteed games. But if you don't, you got to go home and homes. The majority of college hockey is home and homes because there's a few things. I mean, this isn't football. This isn't basketball. And the other thing is, I think, what you have to look at, a lot of us just won't do it. Like, I won't. I'm not going to sit there, you know, and sell my soul just to play road games. I won't do it. And if somebody wants me to come play two, this is different here. I mean, North Dakota, we do like 3 1-on-1s, and then we come here for a pretty good guarantee. No problem with this. I'm just saying in general, I'm not going to go just to take two games somewhere else. I won't do it. Some teams will, but the majority of us in college hockey have had it. And if you don't want to return the favor, we'll find somebody that does. And that's kind of the mentality I have, and it's the mentality about 90% of the coaches.
How much healthier is that for your fan base? Also just healthier for your program. I'm not talking physical health, but just making a healthy program when you're getting games at home too.
Well, it's good for college hockey. I mean, you can't have some of these BCS schools dictating terms all the time. And some of them want to do it. And, you know, they're in the NCAA tournament a lot because they have a heavy home schedule. Well, I'm not going to cater to that. And we've talked about it in Florida where, you know, that's why you get bonus points for winning on the road. But there's a few programs, which I don't want to mention right now, that, you know what, that take advantage of it. And I'm mad at the teams that do it. You know, you have to have a little pride. And, you know, just don't go on the road to go on the road. And let these teams, you know, don't let these teams take advantage of you.
North Dakota's the number one ranked team in the country this week, which means absolutely nothing in November. But I mentioned Miami a little earlier, and I remember you played them in this building. I think it was Thanksgiving weekend, if I'm remembering right. They were the number one team in the country, and you beat them. What do you remember out of that weekend?
Not a lot, to be honest with you, Schulze. I know we played well against in that Miami game. I still remember a big goal by Tyler Larkey. Might have been the game winner. Played really good that game, and we were on a roll. And the thing that I remember most is the next afternoon, we played Ohio State. I think we outshot them. And don't fact-check me on this, Schulze. But I think 40-20. And we lost, I think, 1-0. Maybe 2-1 or 1-0. I can't remember. But we just played so well. But I remember how devastated I was because we were playing so well. And it was a carryover from the Frozen Four. And even in November, we had it going where we wanted to make sure that we got an at-large bid in the NCAA tournament. And eventually we did, and we were we were number two seed. We were seventh overall. But I just remember thinking that was a big loss, and we should have won that game, and it's too bad we lost it.
On to this weekend. Benens Mulick blocked, I think it was 10 shots last weekend for North Dakota. Defensively, what kind of challenges do they present this weekend?
Well, a lot of their challenges defensively are their puck possession. And they not only defend well in their zone, but, boy, I mean, they get humming in the offensive zone, and they get moving, and there's a lot of motion. And there's no question there's going to be nights or times tonight that we're going to be chasing. We've watched them on tape, and all the teams are playing. There's a lot of chasing. So hopefully you can minimize it, but we just got to weather a few storms.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerruteri, head